There's a lot of strange objects out there on the road that you can pick up. I have seen knife blades in tires. I've seen screwdrivers, wrenches. Oh gosh, yeah. I've seen all kinds of stuff. I was talking to can't think of his call. Western, not Western, Wake Forest University, Ken down there in Simpsonville. And he said that he saw a ladder fell out in the road the other day, and it was an aluminum ladder, and he said that people were still running over it, and he said it was torn all to pieces. So I imagine there was a few flat tires off of an aluminum ladder. So, like I said, you don't ever know what's going to be out there. But I hate that happened to you, but that was nice of the officers to even get out there and, get on either side of you and try to protect your vehicle and get the tire changed where y'all could get on where you needed to be. Like I said, they some of them that go above and beyond, and then they some of them that, you don't like giving the day a time of day to, but there's good and bad in everything and everywhere you go, so. But most of them are really decent people, and, I've known quite a number of officers, police officers in my time, and still know quite a few. And most of them are really good people. KI-4DOS.
Sir, and I think, Chad's experience in the last couple of days has also shown those of us who have been close to the matter that whenever you find those good people in this world, it's time to celebrate. It is really time to celebrate because you need the strength that gives you, because it won't be long before you find some of the worst that mankind has to offer. it's inevitable, I suppose. I think of, I don't know if you ever do this, if you ever dare to do this, but I wonder about the mind of God. I really do. The creator of all. How disappointed, but how satisfied at the same time. Because we are a very, I won't say unpredictable, but there's a wide variance of humanity. And I must say I've got a little age on me, but I have not seen anything. I have not seen anything. I've known good people mostly all my life, and I am so grateful for that. Because the few that I have known that were scallywags or snakes in the grass or however you want to put it, they brought me down a notch or two, But what you have to do, just like getting thrown off a horse, you just have to get right back in that stirrup and up into the saddle. You just have to do that and not let those who would drag you down take, they can't take a bite of me anymore. KK4JBQ.
You need to, we try to bring them up to our level and they try to tear us down to theirs, and I'm gonna do my best not to go backwards. I think about God a good bit, and I thought it was strange when somebody said the first time I ever heard it. If you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans, and I'm sure he has a sense of humor. And he can be pretty sarcastic and whatever else that needs to be done. But that I always thought that was a pretty good saying. If you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans.
that is true. That's irony. My dad was one as he walked about the house. You just never knew when it would pop out of him. He would pop out a scripture, or he would tell you something that he knew you had never read. And it was beholden to us. We were just boys at first, you know. My sister came along after we had both left and were on our own. Kind of a second family for my mom and dad when my sister came along. But anyway, we were expected to read scripture and know it, know how to apply it, and learn from it, and might I say, argue the points. Because my dad was raised by his dad, who was a minister, and the only way he could live in a household like that, and he had he had 11 other siblings also, all of them the same way. So the dinner table was that kind of thing, and I had, you know, become comfortable with it. I tell you, and when I was just a little child, I was not comfortable, but I became comfortable. I came to know those people as really earnest and sincere and curious and in many ways unquestioning, you know, just accepting of what they had read. But I was more curious, and I couldn't accept being ignorant. So Dad and I would have some words, you know. He once told me, he said, "Do you know, once upon a time, God said that he regretted he'd ever made man." And I thought, now, when was that? When was that? Oh, I couldn't put it into context. And that's what he was looking for. He was looking for me to recall when that might have been, and we could discuss it further, you know. And I said, "Well, Dad, I just can't remember reading anything about that." And he said, "Well, have you ever read the story of Noah?" Oh, then it became clear. It's like, you know, the clouds moved aside and the sunshine came in and warmed me up. Yeah, so it was true. And Dad was just full of stuff like that. I sure miss him. KK4JBQ.
Gems like that will be missed, and they, you know, they know they're still loved, and they know they're missed as well, I hope. We may not tell them that as much as we should while they're here, but you know, well, once they're gone, you know, you have all these wonderful memories, and as long as you have memories, they're not gone. They're still here. But that's just a marvelous story. I enjoyed that very much. Unfortunately, Larry, I've got to go let our little puppy out. It's time for her to go out for her last time. And Joy is sitting in her recliner again. I think she's asleep, to be honest with you. Hadn't heard her move around lately. And I don't hear the TV, so she may either be reading or taking her a nap. But I'm going to go walk the little dog. Enjoyed it there, young man. Hope to do it again real soon. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And y'all stay safe and stay well. KK4JBQ, KI4DOS.
DOS, KK4JBQ. Wonderful as always, Gary. Get yourself some good rest and good night to Joy. KK4JBQ clear.